Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey, Saints and Aints, how are you?
What's up with y'all?
It's been such a long
since I left you.
Time.
Without a rhyme to step to.
Rhymestone. I go. Rhinestone. It's not that. But we're trying something new this time, first of all. First of all, we had a baby.
We have had a baby.
Yeah, that's how we introduced, I'm tired, the last season, which was, oh, sorry, we ain't been here because we had a baby. We had another one.
Yeah.
In the meantime.
So we have a lot of babies.
Now we have four. But we're done. So we're going to put a praise on it. second of all, we tried something new this time. We're on YouTube. So you might be listening to us or you might be looking at us. I don't know. But either way, I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, man.
Only downside is I had to put on real clothes and makeup.
But your face is Michael Jackson beat, though.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
You got the little Prince of Persia eyes, Fleek.
It's not. But.
You're so beautiful.
Anywho, one of our top rated podcasts of last season is a surprising one.
Is it one of them or is it the top?
The top.
Yes.
Is, I can't, you know, give it away this soon. I got to set it up. So we talked about church hurt. We've talked about conflict in marriage. Mm-hmm. We've talked about pornography. We've talked about the black church. We've talked about cancel culture. Inside of cancel culture means we talked about Bill Cosby and them.
Jesus and therapy.
Him giving pills and quaaludes to people and, you know, basically being a necrophiliac. But that's a whole nother conversation altogether. You want to understand why I think that? You have to understand this is a strong...
Oh, boy.
Distraction rabbit hole. But there is something particularly devious about an individual who only wants to have sex with you if you can't move.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
It's kind of sick.
Yeah. Anyway.
Ooh, she's not moving. Let's go. That's so nasty. It's so, yeah, you're mine.
Not supposed to laugh at that. So none of those are the number one. The number one podcast of all three seasons is Storytime with Preston Perry. Why do you think people?
It is.
It is. You're Ooh. Special. You're popular. You're loved. Why do you think that people are so impressed, I guess, by your stories?
Because people love drama.
You think so?
Yeah, all my stories were like filled with drama.
Nah, yeah, they're mad dramatic. Yeah,
it's the life that I came from.
None of them were light work because, like, even Preston was like, "You should do a story time with Jackie," and it's like I don't even have impressive stories.
No,
like that.
She thinks she doesn't, y'all.
I grew up in the suburbs.
It doesn't matter.
No, it does because all grew up in most of your stories you grew are up, because you grew up in the suburbs. You are a hood baby.
No, you grew up in the suburbs, but
it was a black suburb.
Your
let's
neighborhood
be clear.
Had its toes in the hood like this,
like a couple blocks away.
Okay, no, like you can have a great day in your neighborhood and you can lose your life at the
light. Like I went home and we ate dinner and like I didn't have your life. And so I feel like your life already comes with a world of stories.
I ate dinner at my house.
Did you?
I went home when I ate dinner. Like I didn't go home.
I'm not saying you didn't eat. I'm not saying you didn't like you starved. I'm just saying our contexts were different.
It's a little
because hood people have a lot of stories. You know why? Because y'all don't be going home. That's the difference. Y'all be out in these streets all night. Ain't no like, because there ain't even a light.
It's not for every, it's not.
There's not even a light to tell you to go.
That's not indicative to everybody who grew up in the hood. My situation was unique because my mom worked a lot. And so, like, she just taught me how to, like, you know, fend for myself. You know what I'm saying?
That's beautiful.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
So, let's start.
So, what are we going to talk about?
So, there's a story that begins in a basement.
Oh, that story. Okay. See, every time I talk about these stories, why are you taking my coffee?
Because the sound of the styrofoam.
Oh my god!
If it's bothering me, I'm
Jackie
sure
has this thing
somebody.
With sounds. Sound. Everything irritates her.
Sound matters. So, it doesn't irritate me. It's just
so. First of all, I want to just say when I do story time with Preston, it's like I'm in a therapy session because I have to like relive trauma all the time, right? And so this first story is about when I was 19 to 20. I had this friend. His name was Larry, and I met Larry through rapping. Back in the day, I used to rap. I used to battle rap. And that's how I met Larry. And so me and Larry didn't grow up with one another. I met him like later on in my life. And so we kind of connected through like hip hop, rapping. He used to rap.
So the funny thing is that you're looking at the camera when we are talking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. You thought you was on Bold TV for like 16 seconds.
Hey, this is
because you saw
another episode of Bold TV.
You saw Kim and a camera.
Where we live the left.
But this is okay. 30 minutes with the Perrys.
I'll look at your beautiful face.
Completely different platform.
So such a jerk. So I forgot what I was saying. So Larry, right? Mm-hmm. He was a friend that I met later on in my life. And when I met Larry, he used to always take me over people's houses to let people hear me rap and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And so if anybody know anything about Chicago, you know this about Chicago because you lived there for a small little spell.
5 years.
You don't go to people's neighborhoods. You don't go to neighborhoods you don't know about. You know what I'm saying? So if you're from the Roseland area, you stay in Roseland. If you're from Chatham, you stay in Chatham. If you're from Inglewood, you stay in Inglewood. If mm-hmm. you're from West Garfield Park, you stay in West Garfield Park. If you're from the project, you stay in the project.
Whole
right?
map.
Right. And so he was from this neighborhood called Chatham, right? I don't know nobody over there. But you go over there. I went over there because he was well respected in his neighborhood. So he took me over to his friend's house and we go in his basement. Mm-hmm. The basement off rip was just janky.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so we go in the basement, dark, can't really see nothing. We walk into the basement and his room, and that's where the studio was at. His friend had a studio, right? And the studio was like in this beat up looking closet, but they had like decent equipment. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, this is a real studio, I guess. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I guess Larry was trying to knock out two birds with one stone because he wanted his friends to hear me rap, but he also wanted to meet this girl that was there, mm-hmm. which he didn't tell me about.
Okay.
And so I get in there. He tell me all my friends are on their way, yada, yada, yada. They at the store. They finna be here in a minute. And so he starts like, you know, caking with this girl. They mm-hmm. sit down talking or whatever. And then all of a sudden, him and this girl, they get up and they leave out the room. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking in my mind, okay, he's probably finna go in there and, mm-hmm. you know.
Yep.
Sin.
Yep.
Right?
Get some cake.
Right, right. She said cake. And so I'm like, okay, whatever. So we in a room. I'm in a room with one guy that I don't know. He has not spoken to me because dudes are typically rude to him.
Right, right.
Right. And so all of a sudden, two dudes walk in the room where I'm at, and they look at me with like this like, don't I know you? To the point where I literally thought they was going to say, like, don't I know you from right. somewhere? But he didn't say that. He mm-hmm. just kind of, like, looked at me and then walked out. And then another dude came in as if, like, they went and told him that I was in there. Mm-hmm. He came in. He looked at me. Same little mm-hmm. head nod. I'm like, okay. Like, who are you? You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So I'm like, maybe they're just looking at me because they don't know who I am. I'm in a hood. I'm in a house. Larry's not here. When Larry gets back, he's going to straighten this
Honestly,
all out.
Honestly, you shouldn't have trusted him just because his name is Larry and he was born in the 80s.
What?
Why they naming you Larry and you born in 88?
What? That don't have nothing to do with nothing.
That's reckless. Might as well name him Rufus.
Stop interrupting my story. You said Rufus.
Go ahead.
And so,
Marvin.
Right after that, all of these dudes come in and they like, where you from? Like, I'm like, I'm from Southside, yada, yada, yada. I came with Larry. They're like, ain't you such and such? And I'm like, nah, I'm not him. And he was like, nah, you look just like the dude who broke my friend's arm. Hmm. Supposedly they got into like
plot twist.
Yeah, supposedly they got into like this big gang fight with some other dudes. And I looked like the dude who broke one of their friend's arm, like with a bat. Like it was a big fight, I guess. And so I'm like, nah, I'm not him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know who y'all think I am. And one of the dudes walked up to me. He was like, nah, you look exactly like that dude. And I'm like, nah, I'm not him. You know, and then the pride in me wanted to get aggressive. Mm-hmm. But I was like, they'd probably kill me.
It's not the time. It's,
you know what I'm saying? So I might as well humble myself. You know what I'm saying? And so they walked out. They was like, okay, he on his way. You know what I'm saying? We'll see when he get here. And so they coming in or whatever. They actually came in one time and then like looked at me again. And then they left and then came back and they sat down. And they literally started talking to each other about me as if I wasn't in the room. Mm-hmm. Like, man, like, bro, we gonna dog walk this dude if that's really him. Like, bro, like, man. And the other dude looked at me like, you scared, ain't you? Mm-hmm. I'm just sitting there quiet like.
So where are you scared?
Jesus. Scared isn't the word.
Frightened.
I was kind of terrified. Because okay. Here's the thing. I'm sure
you couldn't. They couldn't see it though.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Nah. Because here's the thing about being in somebody else's neighborhood when you know these dudes is about their life and you know that you can get beat up or even lose your life. You can't really try to act super tough because people gonna test your toughness.
Right.
But you can't act like you scared, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Because people gonna take advantage of that as well.
Right.
And so you kind of have to just be neutral. And so I told them that I wasn't him, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I prayed. I didn't even know the Lord at the time, but I prayed. And I was texting Larry like crazy. That's the thing. I text Larry probably like 7-8 times.
You had a flip phone?
No, I didn't have a flip phone. I had one of them. Well, it's
sidekick.
Sidekick.
Yeah. Look at you.
Yeah, man.
Okay, you was advanced.
You know what I'm saying?
With a little slider.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, Larry, like, where are you, bro? Like, your homies finna hurt me. You finna kill me. They think I'm somebody else. Larry, bro. They called him. They calling Larry. Larry is not answering the phone. Supposedly, he went in another room, but he left the house. I thought he was in another room, but he left the house with this girl. And so I'm like, bro, please call me back or whatever. And so all of a sudden, the dude who supposedly I broke his arm, he pull up. Mm-hmm. And when he pull up, you know what I'm saying, I can kind of see his car like coming in the driveway through the window in the basement or whatever. And they like, oh, such and such here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the moment of truth. Like, if he, you know what I mean? Like, one of the dudes said, I ain't going to do nothing to you. I'm just going to let him dog walk you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, oh, my gosh, these dudes finna kill me in here. And so as soon as he walks in the house, you hit a door close, all of them just leave out the room, and I'm just in there by myself. And I hear them talking in the basement, and I'm sitting there like, oh my gosh, am I finna die? I literally had my head down, and then I heard the door crack open, and this dude peek his head in the door. Mm-hmm. He look at me, and I look at him, and he go, that ain't him. And then he came from around the door with this huge AR-15. Uh-huh. As if he was finna like
put bullets in your body.
Put bullets in my body, yeah.
I'm sorry.
And yeah, it was the scariest moment. Now some people might be wondering, where's Larry?
Uh-huh.
Probably like 10 minutes later, 10 minutes later, Larry texts me, what's going on? Tell him I'm finna hit him. Then I hear him call one of his homeboys, mm-hmm. like, man, that's my guy, Larry. Come back. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, this is Preston. Woo woo. And I'm like, bro, I'm never going anywhere with you ever again.
No, so, you shouldn't. That's Psalms 1:1. Blessed are those who walk not in the counsel of the wicked, but look at you.
But I wasn't a Christian either.
I get it. I'm just saying that was a real life consequence of being. You should have known when that dude told you his name. And that his name was Larry.
What is Larry? What is the name
there
Larry?
There was a problem. Larry, there was a spirit of confusion.
What do you have against Larry?
A spirit of confusion on that man.
Girl, you was crazy.
So, you're alive. The Lord knew that Jackie Hill needs to meet Preston Perry and have 4 babies. So, praise God.
Remember the time you knocked me out, though?
Sure.
Do you remember it?
Funny thing is, the title of this is story time with Preston. So the I think the assumption of everybody is that this is about you.
But see, here's the thing, though. This still is story time with Preston because it involved me. But tell the people how you knocked me out.
You tell them.
Okay, so I was playing with Jackie because I like to play a lot. Jackie don't like to play a lot, so we was play fighting. I think I was tugging at your shirt.
So,
I don't remember either. And Jackie goes, Jackie has this thing when you play with her, she has like a 30 or 40 second play period. And then after the 30 second play period, she gets extremely irritated and she wants you to just stop playing with her. The way I'm set up, I don't like to stop playing that quick. I want to keep going. And then the way I'm set up, the way I'm set up, when you tell me to stop, that kind of mean keep going.
You're a child.
You know what I'm saying? And so she was like, I don't want to play no more, Preston. I don't want to play no more, Preston. And so I'm like, okay. She's like, no, seriously, bro. And then she always got to do the final. No, for real, I don't want to play no more.
Because you don't get it, apparently.
like
it is finished.
Like I'm supposed to listen to her.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, I see her getting irritated. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just got to play with her one more time. So I go up to her. I grab her. No, I think I grabbed your shirt and pulled it real hard. And you turned around and tried to hit me real fast. And I dodged it. And I turned around to run from you.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't see the door. And I just run straight into the door. Boom.
But you have to be clear. It wasn't like the flat part of the door. It was the side of the door where the hinge is. And so he basically hit his head on the corner of the door. But I'll tell this part. So this is the thing. Is spent?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it spent? Spun? Oh, man. I need a nap. You spunt around. Or is it spun? You spun around.
Thanks, Kim. Our videographer is teaching the people who's supposed to be good at words.
That feels better.
How to pronounce things.
You spun around. This is what happens when you have a newborn.
Yeah,
and you try to report.
Yeah, because you're more tired than me. I can see it in your eyes.
No, I'm exhausted. So you spun around, and then he fell on the ground. And originally, I think I thought, like, you hurt yourself, therefore you fail. But I knew something was wrong because you fell and start snoring.
Out.
And I was like, oh.
Cold.
He's like, went to sleep.
Right.
Immediately. But
night,
it
night.
Also comforted me.
Night-night.
Because the fact you were snoring meant you were breathing. So all I did was I got on the ground and I just rubbed your back until you woke up.
That's another thing about Jackie, y'all. That's another thing about you, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
You can be dying and Jackie would just say, you need some water. Like,
that's not true.
You just need some water.
No, that's not true. I don't get emotional in high, chaotic or situations. I get logical. So to me, like, because emotion is not going to help the situation. Me
that's
being
true.
Like, no. Like, I need to observe, he's snoring, therefore he's breathing, therefore he's okay. And I just have to rub his back until he gets out of this and then give him some water when he wakes up, and that's that. Right?
I guess.
Like, I'm the kind of person that'll save your life, because I ain't over there crying about the fact that you got hit by a car. I'm actually calling the ambulance.
Okay.
No? Anywho, so he woke up and then he shook it off and you was like, nah, it's cool, because I've been knocked out before. And I was just like, this is out of a lot of like order.
Yeah, because the thing,
because you actually look like you enjoyed it.
It was fun. See,
that's the problem.
See, here's the thing about getting knocked out. I tell people all the time, you shouldn't be afraid to fight, because when you fight, your adrenaline is so high. You don't feel the punches anyways. And if you happen to, like, the worst case scenario is you get knocked out. The worst thing about getting knocked out is the embarrassment. But if you get over that embarrassment, you know you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. Like, it don't even hurt. You sleep. You can't even feel it.
Do you now understand?
You just feel it the next day.
Do
it's
you
like,
now
oh,
understand
hurt.
How being a hood baby frames
no,
all of your
here's
stories?
Here's the thing, though. I'm just trying to encourage people out there who...
To fight?
I'm not trying to encourage the people to fight. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying, if somebody attack you, you shouldn't be afraid to defend yourself, because the worst case scenario is getting knocked out. And getting knocked out is not as bad as most people think it is. That's all I'm saying. You got to see the logic in that. It's not. I've been knocked out before. You got to
see the logic in that. Like, you 72. Like, what? Okay, go ahead. What's the next story?
I don't know. You tell me.
So, Preston used to work for ADT, correct?
Oh, yes.
And he was a salesman where he would go door to door to sell people alarm systems. I'm pretty sure that if you knocked on my door, I wouldn't buy it from you. I would prefer to go to Radio Shack or Best Buy or
Amazon. You wouldn't
buy
nothing from anybody.
I would not, because you can be anybody. You could be out here with your little slacks on and your little t-shirt with your little pad talking about something. I'm going to sell this to you when really you just want to take all my money. But that was what you was doing, and it was working for you. But one day you knock on the door, and
that's why we can stand people like you.
That's okay. You knocked on the door, and the dude that answered it was on something.
Yeah, yeah. So just to give people context, so I used to work for ADT, and I was a door-to-door salesman. So
you just said exactly what I said.
No, but I'm finna say some more stuff. And so my job was to basically train people. I was in the field too, but my job was to train people to knock on doors, to get in the house, to do a credit check over the phone. So they had to kind of not give me, they didn't have to give me their credit score, but they had to put their credit score in the phone. And then I had to get them, I had to convince them to write me a $99 check and then leave. And so I got really good at it. And so they made me a team leader. And so what I did when I led my team out in the field was I told them, do not be afraid of the hood. Like, because in the hood, people need alarm systems. And yes. So we went to neighborhoods. If you're familiar with Chicago, we was in Inglewood, we was in Roseland, we was in Chatham, we was in West Garfield Park. We was in all of these neighborhoods that was bad or whatever. And I tell people, a lot of people in the hood don't have good credit. That's just reality. But you're going to run into five or six people who do. You're going to run into that lady who's been living there since the 60s. Her credit score is 800. You're going to run into them.
She got equity.
Right. And so if you knock on 100 doors, if 90 people say no, 10 people say yes, if only five of those people have to have good credit. And if you get five sales a week, you can make a lot of money.
Look at you.
Right. And so that was my...
That was Bold TV before Bold TV.
Absolutely. And yeah. So that was my thing. You know what I'm saying? You go to other neighborhoods, they won't even open the door. But in the hood, they might open the door to talk to you, or they might try to shoot at you. That's just the risk.
Got it.
That we had to take. Right. Cool. And so I went to this one house, right? And we was in this neighborhood called Inglewood. I knocked on this door. And the dude opened the door, like, as soon as I knocked on the door. That's what's crazy. I was like, was you by the door? was you just walking past? Uh-huh. And so as soon as I knocked on the door, he opened the door. And he didn't even, like, look at me. He kind of, like, looked past me.
Okay.
So I was like, you know, but I'm so frantic to get in the house because that's 50% of the battle. Mm-hmm. And so I knock on the door. He opens the door. And I go my whole spiel. Hi, sir. Have you heard about the break-ins in the neighborhood? We're here giving away free alarm systems. Yada yada yada. And he goes, "Come in." And that's the first thing he said. So I'm thinking, okay, he must really want this alarm system. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so I come in, and as soon as I come in, I'm not even exaggerating, Jackie. As soon as I come in, he closes the door and he locks all nine of his locks.
Okay,
like. So I think to myself,
that's intense.
This dude is like really safe. Like he's probably been doing this for a long time. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I sit down, and as soon as I sit down, I smell this really strong pee smell.
Okay. Does he have a cat?
I didn't see no cat.
But
it smelled like pee pee.
It's grown up pee pee.
And so I'm like,
adult urine.
The house was kind of like organized, and so I'm like, maybe somebody just peed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he had like a little cousin or something just up on the couch or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. So I go on to my spiel and I'm telling him like, you know, all the free things that he can get. I'm telling him about his door chime that he can get for free.
Look at you.
And a little, you know what I'm saying? The little ADT sticker.
Accessories, I feel.
And all of this. And like, man, we can get something for the back door, the front door, the window.
Casting vision.
You be all covered or whatever. Right. So after I get done with my spiel, he literally doesn't say anything.
Okay.
He's just sitting there.
But is he looking at you?
No, he's not looking. His head is down. That's okay. A good question. His head is down like this the whole time. And so I go, sir, would you like to try one of our alarm systems out today? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then nothing. He says nothing. And
okay,
so,
hold on. Wait. How tall is he?
He's like 6'3".
Oh, he's tall.
He's tall.
How much he weigh?
He's a big dude. He's probably like, he was one of those, like those, he wasn't extremely big. He was one of those semi-slim dudes with a belly.
Okay.
So he had a stomach.
How old was he?
He had to be like in his late 40s.
Okay. And what did he have on?
A wife beater, some pajama pants, and some flip-flops.
Okay, so don't this help? Don't it give us some type of, like, you know, picture?
With a grungy black and white beard.
Okay,
you can tell he hasn't had a haircut in like
a minute. That's
you
where
know
the
what
piecemeal was.
Looked like Frederick Douglass' little brother.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? And so I go again. I say, sir, would you like to try one of our alarm systems?
You want a sticker,
sir? And he goes, you killed my mom in 78. And I go, huh? He goes, you the one who killed my mom in 78. You the one who killed my mom in 78. You the one who killed my mom in 78. You the one who killed my mom in 78.
Wait.
Don't make me laugh. I want to stay in character. You the one who killed my mom in 78. You killed my mom in 78.
No, so he kept saying it?
Yes. And so I say, sir, what happened? You the one who killed my mom in 78, man. And I go, sir, I was born in 1986. I did not kill your mama. But I want to know what happened. And so I'm trying to get him on my side.
Man.
Get him on my side. No, you killed my mom in 78. And like he's literally like pointed at me. And so I say, sir, I don't know who killed your mama, but it wasn't me. I can show you my ID.
Mm-hmm.
No, you killed my mama. And I go, sir, I see you having a bad time. I'm going to just get up.
I'm going to just go.
And I'm going to just leave. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just go. As soon as I get up, he goes, sit down.
Did you really drag it out? Or
no.
you just putting all that on it?
No, I'm not even exaggerating. Sit down. Like his veins is popping out of his neck jacket. And he had that little vein in his forehead. Sit down. I don't know if you ever saw Samuel Jackson in the movie Jungle Fever when he was like, I'm a crackhead. You got to look at that movie. He looked just like him. And so me not knowing what to do and him saying it's so authoritative, so I sat down, right? And so at this point, I started to think, Preston, you have to go into survival mode.
You got
to
go.
Or you're going to die, Hood, just baby. Like all the other people did in his house. Because at that point, you couldn't convince me that he didn't have bodies buried under his kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And so I start to like look around the house about what I can do to, you know, defend myself. And mm-hmm. so I was like, man, like I see a set of knives in the kitchen. That's the first thing I'm going to run to. I'm going to run to the knives. You know, all his doors is locked. I was like, man, maybe I can, you know, in Inglewood, a lot of the houses, they had big windows in the front of the house mm-hmm. or whatever. And so I was like, man, maybe I'm just going to just go head first, shoulder first out the window and break mm-hmm. his window to get out. And so I started to try to rationalize with him again. I'm like, sir, like, do you want to talk about it? And he goes a second time, no, you killed my mom in 78. You killed my mom in 78. But this time, he's like crying and lamenting over his mom.
Uh-huh.
Like, no, you killed my, you was one of the moes who killed my mama in 78.
Explain
like,
to the people what a moe is.
So a moe is a gang, right? It's a gang called Blackstone. They used to call them Blackstone Rangers back in the 60s and 70s. But for short now, all the kids and all the people in Chicago called them moes. And so apparently some moes killed his mama in 78. And so I say, sir, It wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. Do you want me to pray for you? You know what I'm saying? He was like, no. And it, all he can say was, I killed his mom in 78. And so, like, he's weeping. He's weeping on the couch, crying. And so I'm like, man, this is my chance to try to, like, make my second exit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get up, and I start, like, tiptoeing towards the door. And as soon as I get up, he do the same thing. Sit down! Like, his head shaking. Sit down! I'm like, this dude is crazy. This time I didn't listen. I was uh-huh. like, I got to try to make a run for it. And so I said, sir, I have to go. So I started walking towards the door real fast. And as I started walking towards the door, he started to come at me, like walk towards me like really fast. And Jackie, I cannot make this up when I tell you, with all of my body, I didn't even think to do it. It was kind of just instinct.
Uh-huh.
I rammed his torso with my whole body, like everything that I had in me. Boom, and flipped him over the couch. And when I tell you, when I ran to the door, I unlocked every single lock. I could have won an award for like the fastest unlocker. I literally locked every single lock, opened the door, and in his house had a screen door. Uh-huh. And it had one of the mesh nets.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? That you can see out of.
I see you. You know your materials.
I didn't wanna like unlock the screen door too, because it looked confusing. I just literally broke the net.
Uh-huh.
So the door was in place. I literally went through the net,
mm-hmm,
and like made a run for it down
the veil
street.
Was removed.
Right. Basically.
Yep.
And I ran down the street. I saw my team manager at the end of the block, and I'm telling him, like, yo, this man just tried to kill me. He said I killed his mama. He like, what? And so I'm like, yeah, this man tried to kill me. Whoa. Like, I'm going to take you back to the house. I'm going to take you back to the house. He's like, get on the phone, about to call the police. As soon as we kind of get by the man house again, one of the neighbors was like, oh, I see you ran into such and such. He is harmless. He ain't never did nothing to nobody. He ain't never laid a hand on nobody. I'm like, why are you talking about I killed his mama? He said somebody did kill his mama in 78. That is a true story. And he went crazy. You know what I'm saying? And he's been in his house ever since then. His aunt used to be his caretaker, but she died. And so he has a caretaker who comes to the house, mm-hmm, sometimes.
And
sometimes
she doesn't. That.
He was like, well, basically they told me that his caretaker had like abandoned him.
Oh.
And so that's the reason why his house be smelling like, you know, pee and, yeah, and heavy urine. But they said he literally did lose his mind. And so like he just lives there and he, you know, and get taken care of with a caretaker. But I didn't know that. I thought he was going to kill me.
Do you realize that the average individual doesn't have these kinds of stories?
Everybody who's so ADT in inner city Chicago has these stories.
Okay.
So, not the average person.
No, not the average. Because the average person also doesn't sell alarm systems.
To this day, that was my highest paying 9-to-5 job. To this day.
Okay. Why you quit?
Poetry.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Because you went to Radio Shack.
Mm-mm. Yeah. That was before.
When we were married, you were working at Radio Shack.
Oh, yeah. I quit. Now I remember. I quit because my sister's boyfriend was my manager.
Uh-huh.
And he started hating on me.
Oh.
And then we our boss, he had like an independent like contract with ADT, and he lost it, and I didn't want to work for nobody else, and it just kind of like fell to the cracks.
Okay. We're getting in the weeds now.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
So, we need one more story, because this is 30 minutes with the Perrys, not 42. So
I'm going to tell the story about you now.
Wow.
So it started off with me again. Then you, then me, now you. Let's talk about the time you rejected me, the first time I bought you a gift.
Go ahead.
Okay. So Jackie's very mean, right? And so you say I'm painting the picture for the
That's
people?
That's ridiculous. I'm not.
No.
I'm just frank.
No, you were mean, but you were very, very honest. And I feel like when we transitioned into like a romantic relationship, I felt like I kind of handled it better than you.
No.
It was kind of weird for you. It wasn't weird for me.
No.
God made it painfully obvious that you was my wife.
No, that's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous,
to think that you handled it better because you handled it differently.
I'm talking about better in the context of
you mean the transition.
Yes.
Sure, because but the problem is you didn't read the room. So this is the context.
What?
We were
read
friends.
The room? We was in a car, first of all.
We were friends for 3 years, right? Friends. Literally. I'm giving you advice about your girlfriends or your wannabe girlfriends.
It was great
and
advice,
all the
too.
Things.
Jackie always low-key had wisdom.
Appreciate
it. Give you that props on that one. You was
appreciate
mean,
I would, pay for your meal sometimes. You pay for my meal. Like, it was super copacetic. Then the Lord moves on both of our hearts individually to be like, hey, this might be, you know, a relationship worth pursuing and, you know, doing and all the things.
And you was so, crushing, you was crushing on me.
Listen.
tell the people.
Listen.
You was crushing on me.
Listen. When you said, hey, I feel like the Lord has put it on my heart to pursue you, I'm like, cool, whatever. a month later, I come to Chicago for a poetry event. The switch hadn't switched to me because we still are like friends, and so
we literally talked on the phone, and we was like.
But it's not like we was caking.
We was kind of caking.
No, we were not. I am not even a caker.
No.
I've been married to you 8 years and I still don't cake.
I remember when we first established, you literally called me, so are we talking now?
Yeah, it's not caking.
That's kind of caking.
That's establishing where we are.
I read your smile through the phone. When you said that, you were smiling.
Wow.
You was like, are we? And then when I said, yeah, I in my heart, I knew you were smiling.
You're literally imagining things.
You like
too bad there was no FaceTime. So what I'm saying is when you introduce the idea of saying, or not the idea, but the reality that you have bought me a gift, I already get anxiety when people give me gifts because I usually won't like them. And I have to tell you that I don't like it.
So, but here's
because
the thing.
I don't want to lie to
you. Okay, so it's my turn to talk right now. Because here's the thing. When I gave you the gift, you would have thought that I was proposing to you the way you responded. That's my only argument. And so, okay, I'm going to be fair. Maybe I shouldn't have gave you a gift that early. It was somebody's, idea. I'm not going to say his name.
Everybody,
Kevin.
It's somebody but the spirit.
Kevin. Kevin told me, he was like, yo, y'all talking now? You need to let her know, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really into her. She likes chains. She always wearing these little funky chains, you know what I'm saying? And these little cool chains to match her outfit. Buy her chain. So I didn't have a lot of money. So I didn't go to Zales. I went to Zara. And
not even. You probably went to Charlotte Russe.
No.
That wasn't Zara. Whoa, that wasn't Zara. That wasn't H&M.
Wait, the way you just threw me under the bus that fast? That was too fast. Like, you didn't have to go there.
Because Zara?
Zara had $18 chains.
You didn't go to Zara. You didn't even walk in Zara until I bought you a coat from Zara in 2016.
Why is your memory so good?
Like, let's be clear.
It wasn't Charlotte Russe because I didn't. Look, listen, I don't know.
Claire's?
I don't know nothing about
Claire's.
A Russe. I never went to a Russe.
Claire.
First of all, it was H&M something.
It was one of those.
It was one of those.
Okay, go ahead.
And I don't go in Claire's either. So I think
you know you got some earrings from Claire's. No,
I never wore earrings.
Okay.
So I think it was H&M. So anyways, I buy her this chain, right? And so we had this event in downtown Chicago. We were both doing poetry.
And a bracelet.
So I say, Jackie, come to the car with me real quick. I want to give you something. And so she comes or whatever. We sit in the car. And we in my car, and I'm like, I pull it out. I'm like, I wanted to give you this just to let you know that I was thinking about you. Ooh. I give it to her, and like, no, before I gave it to her, she goes, when I say, Jackie, I gave you a gift, she goes, why? And I'm like,
it's an excellent question.
I just wanted to give you a gift. And so as soon as I pulled it out, and I gave it to her, she just looked at it like it was diseased.
No.
Yeah, you did. You was like, You took a quick look at it and you was like, "Ugh, this is getting weird.
Well, listen,
this is getting weird."
Listen.
And I'm like, listen, Jackie,
listen. Emotionally, it was too much. It's like, why? Like, wait. We were just friends 4 weeks ago. Secondly, aesthetically, it was too much. Why? Because it was silver. You've never seen me wear silver anything.
They didn't have gold.
So just don't do it. Just don't even buy it. Just give me a Starbucks gift card, like something like a Snickers. I don't know, Almond Joy, anything. And so the fact that you gave me a silver bracelet, it was also offensive because it's like, I already don't want the gift. Then it's a gift that somebody would get that hasn't even been paying attention to what I like and what I wear. Ooh. And so all of this together is just not,
That hurt.
No, you're good now.
I'm really good. I'll be giving you bomb gifts.
You're better.
The shade.
No, it's not shade. Cause you.
It's anyway. Springtime. You're throwing all the shade.
Get away.
In springtime.
Go ahead. Finish
up. But anyways, you go. Ugh. She do this little thing with her arms. Ugh. This is getting weird. And then she just opens my car door and starts to walk back to the venue. She don't say bye. She don't say see you later. She don't say I hope you have a good performance tonight. She don't say none of that. She just starts walking back towards the venue.
And then you get weird again. Go ahead.
I don't get weird.
No, you do.
No, I get Preston.
What did you say?
I get Preston.
What did you say?
I said what a real G supposed to say.
Okay. Watch your language.
Watch my language.
I knew what was finna come out. Go ahead.
I said what a real G is supposed to say when somebody is avoiding them. I walked up to you. I got you before you hit the door. I grabbed your arm and I said, Jackie, I don't care what you do. I'm not going to stop pursuing you. Yeah, I did. She had to know. Don't play with me.
You don't think that's weird?
No, that's not weird.
You don't think that's extra?
That's not weird.
You don't think that's intense?
Because I felt like
awkward,
you was, I felt
too
like,
much.
I felt like you was
unnecessary.
I felt like you were trying to push me away when I clearly heard God say, "That's my wife.
Wow.
That's your wife."
We thank God for wisdom and growth because you wouldn't even do it. You would actually counsel men not to do that now.
No, but see, here's the
you
thing.
You would say, read the room.
See, here's the thing. I had good
intentions.
Discipleship back then because my disciple had told me not to tell you that I felt like you were my wife. But I knew you were my wife. And so I could have said, "You my wife, girl."
That ain't got nothing to do with a bracelet. Nothing.
But what I'm saying though, what you said it wasn't something wrong with me stopping you and telling you.
Yeah.
What was wrong with that?
That's weird.
That's not weird.
Because you already see that I'm emotionally distressed.
Yeah, I was gonna let you.
And so you add to the distress by saying, "Oh, I ain't gonna stop." It's like, wait.
It was just one last thing. I was gonna leave you alone after that.
I'm dealing with fatherless. Like I was fatherless and sexually abused. This is triggering to me.
That I said I'm never gonna stop pursuing you?
Yeah.
Have I stopped pursuing you since then?
No.
So I told the truth. Why is that a big deal? You know what I'm saying?
So here's the thing.
No, I got something.
Because I know we're going on 45 minutes. And,
we are.
And Kim's arm is tired. Okay.
So here's the thing. Everybody. All my friends was intimidated by Jackie. And I told everybody, I was like, "No, this is my wife. And I don't care how much she rejects me. I'm not going to stop pursuing it." So I kept my word.
So that concludes this episode of Storytime with Preston Perry. I really hope y'all were encouraged and inspired to do what? I have no idea. But you should pray for him because I would think that all of these stories, when you add them all up, they have to work together to give you PTSD on some level.
And pray for you too.
Yeah, because I'm with you. Bye, y'all.
Oh, that's bogus.
30 Minutes with the Perrys is a production of Ivy Media Podcast. Edited by Angie Elkins. Video recording and audio production by Kim Powell. Artwork by Hop and music by Swoop. Join us on Patreon for early access to With the Perrys episodes and other exclusives. You got two options. You can go to www.patreon.com/withtheperrys or just go ahead, scroll. You'll find the link in our show notes. We are the Perrys. Thank y'all for listening. Now go with God.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.